Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
That emotion just expressed, "No one should have to go through this," by that father, is one also being felt by many in the Boston area following the Marathon attack. For many others, the feeling is anger. The latest example of that came in the protests in Worcester in the last week outside the funeral home that held the body of one of the bombing suspects before the body was moved and entombed outside of the state. To talk about that anger and how to manage it, we asked Dr. Joseph Schran to come to the studio. He's a psychiatrist and teaches at Harvard Medical School.
The anger directed towards this fellow, it's perfectly understandable. We don't want this person to have any respect at all because he didn't show us any.
Is it a harmful emotion to have generally?
Anger itself is a perfectly normal part of being human. It's what you do with your anger that can get you in trouble. And what we saw with the Marathon bombing was an act of aggression, which is the enactment of anger. And that is something that does hurt people over and over again. So aggression is a different component. Anger itself can be very productive. It's what you do with your anger that can get you in trouble or not.
What signs should people be aware of that might show that they're not necessarily dealing with the aftermath very well and might need help?
Post-traumatic stress disorder is a very real phenomenon. It's what happens after an event occurs to us that is outside the realm of what we usually experience. This certainly was one of those things. So folks may begin to have sleep disturbance. They may begin to feel anxious for no apparent reason. They may begin to startle. One of my friends who was right there went to a movie a week ago. He thought he was fine, but there was some explosions in the movie and he found himself jumping out of his seat. So we're going to be experiencing some of these things, and we are going to be on high alert.
Let me ask you this question. With Tamerlan Tsarnaev now apparently buried or entombed and out of the funeral home in Worcester, at least, do you expect the public anger to subside? And do you think that it could possibly ratchet back up again, though, when we move closer to trial and as other news stories come out?
The entombment of the body is different than the entombment of the memory. So yes, that anger is right beneath the surface of our civilized response to the world. It's right there. People deserve to be angry. We have been disrespected, but we now have to model the way we respond.
But what about the individual? How does the individual manage anger so that it doesn't turn into aggression, or if it does, so that it doesn't simply consume that person?
First step is to recognize you're angry. Channel that anger. It's a great emotion. Some of the most important things in our world have come out of anger. The civil rights movements, mother against drunk driving, all of these things. Decide how you're going to manage it.
Generally speaking, do you think that people in the greater Boston area have acted pretty well, considering the severity of the episode up till now and the shock that still permeates the atmosphere?
Personally, I've never been prouder to be a Bostonian. Not only did we manage the immediate after effect by people coming together to help each other, we're doing something that is powerful, sends a message to the world that we are a peaceful people who have been aggressed upon, but will not retaliate in the same way.
Dr. Joseph Schran, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Dr. Joseph Schran is a psychiatrist and teaches at Harvard Medical School. His latest book is titled Outsmarting Anger, 7 Strategies for Diffusing Our Most Dangerous Emotion.